I mentioned Horatius Bonar the other day, minister in the Church of Scotland, who wrote many of our precious songs. And here's one that I like to read at communion service. And as we begin tonight, I'd just like to share these precious words. By the cross of Jesus standing, love our straitened souls expanding. Taste we now the peace and grace. Health from yonder tree is flowing. Heavenly light is on it glowing from the blessed sufferer's face. Here is pardon's pledge and token, guilt's strong chain forever broken, righteous peace securely made. Brightens now the brow once shaded, freshens now the face once faded. Peace with God now makes us glad. All the love of God is yonder, love above all thought and wonder, perfect love that casts out fear. Strength like dew is here distilling, glorious life our souls is filling, life eternal only here. Here the living water welleth, here the rock now smitten telleth of salvation freely given. This the fount of love and pity, this the pathway to the city, this the very gate of heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I survey the Jesus, we love you, we thank you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We realize tonight that we come from many different congregations, and perhaps we observe this service in slightly different ways in each of the assemblies we come from. But here at camp, we like when we receive the emblems to hold them and all partake together. So if you get it first, rather than just eating right away, just hold it and we shall all eat together. When the Apostle Paul wrote about this service in his letter to the Corinthian church, he said that this service was instituted by the Lord Jesus Christ himself as he gathered with his disciples on the night in which he was betrayed. This was his supper, his feast. It's his invitation. And he set this table for us that we might observe this from that day to this and on until the day that he comes again. And he said that the purpose of this service is that we might remember him. And he set it up just the way that we do it. In that night, that great holy night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Then he broke the bread and then he distributed and invited them to partake of it. And that's just the procedure that we follow tonight as we remember him. And we see this bread as his body broken for us. And we are so grateful. He gave us this service that we might receive him. There are so many things you could think of, ways that we could remember him. But he instituted this service. And it has to do with us receiving something. We eat the bread. We drink the cup. And it shows us that we can feed on Christ and partake of him. And that's his plan and his purpose and his provision and his desire for his people. That we might receive him and be strengthened together tonight and receive all the blessings that flow to us from his perfect atoning sacrifice. And so now we come to that holy time when we as a congregation, a group of his people, give thanks from our hearts for his broken body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Let's say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you ever went to the cross for us. Thank you. Thank you that your body was given for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Wade, will you lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful tonight that we can gather around the communion table and be able to celebrate you. I'm reminded again of the serpent that was lifted up in the wilderness and people were told to look and live. We're thankful tonight, Lord, that as we look to the cross, Hallelujah. Your broken body, your shed blood, Lord, that we know that as we look at you, we receive life.
Hallelujah.
We're thankful again for the abundance of all that Hallelujah. You accomplish in us, Lord Jesus. I'm reminded again that all the fullness of God dwelleth in him. Yeah. And even has been shared with us tonight. That fullness is shared with Hallelujah. Each of us, Lord, as your dear children.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you that
yes.
we can stand here and be in your presence Hallelujah. And to celebrate Hallelujah. You. We just thank you again Hallelujah. For the gift of the incarnation, the gift of your sacrifice of the cross, and for all the promises that you've put before us. Amen. Thank you that they're all present, Lord, in yes, these Lord. Emblems that we're about to receive. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in His Word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. Look and live, my brother, live. Is offered unto you, hallelujah, eternal life thy soul shall have, if you'll only look to him, hallelujah, look to Jesus who alone can save, look and live. Forget the wonderful word that tells us that this new and living way has been opened for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh, way into fellowship, way into fullness. Hallelujah. It's opened for us. Jesus said, This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Take, eat, all of you. Eat ye all of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. O blessed fellowship divine, O joy supremely sweet, companionship with Jesus here makes life with bliss replete. In union with the purest one, I find my heaven on earth begun. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 In like manner, after they had supped, he took the cup. He said, this cup is the new testament, the new covenant in my blood. Do this as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us give thanks for the precious blood of Jesus shed for us. Hallelujah. 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 Brother Lynn, will you please lead the congregation a prayer of thanksgiving for this precious blood? Hallelujah.
Dear Jesus, we thank you for what you have done for us. Because you went to the cross, you shed your blood, and our sin can be forgiven. Oh Jesus, we thank you. Without the blood, Lord, we cannot do, and we cannot come to you. But because you shed your blood, now we can have your life. When all of us participate and drink this blood, this cup of blood, or your life will go into us.
Yes, Lord.
Will become
thank
our life.
Thank you,
Lord. Will become our
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Resurrection life will be
Amen,
in us.
Amen, Lord.
And we will
thank
be
you
a
for
witness
your victory.
For you.
Thank
oh,
you.
Jesus,
thank
we thank you for this
thank
cup,
you,
this
Lord.
Covenant. You use your own life to set it up for us. Oh, we are here to remember you. Lord, when we take it, Lord, we ask you to bless it.
Yes,
all
Lord.
Of us.
Yes.
In Jesus
yes,
name.
Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Go in Jesus' name. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow.
Makes me white.
as we partake, let's not forget, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Don't forget that there is a wonderful wholeness, a healing for spirit, soul, and body. And we can reach out for the life of Jesus, life of Jesus for the whole man. And let's remember that tonight. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. By his stripes we are healed. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. As we partake, Lord, we remember forgiveness of sins. Oh, we thank you for this great blessing. Hallelujah, that the Son of God has forgiven all of our sins. And remember the life that you have purchased for us at the cost of your own. And we thank you, Lord, as our brother prayed for life, life for body, soul, and spirit. We want to receive from your hand tonight all that you have for us in this cup. You said, drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. We thank you, Lord, the New Testament in your blood. You said, drink ye all of it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for pardon. Thank you for cleansing. Thank you for healing. Thank you for life. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your fullness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you forgive. Thank you that you pardon and cleanse. wonderful Lord. I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to sing, "And Can It Be," in closing. And can it be that I should gain an interest in my Savior's blood? That's number 60. And before we sing that, take your hymn books, the other ones. So you're going to have both of them in your hands, okay? Okay. Because as we've been, especially the second part of this communion service, I just can't get away from this song. And so, before we sing "And Can It Be," let's sing the last verse of "O Sacred Head." 81. What language shall I borrow to thank thee, dearest friend, for this thy dying sorrow, thy pity without end? Oh, make me thine forever. And should I fainting be, Lord, let me never, never outlive my love to thee. Let's sing that prayer together. It goes so well with that last verse of "When I Survey." But it's that love for Jesus in response to his love for us. 81. In these maroon books, let's stand and sing that third verse together. What language shall I Lord. Well, you might call that a whim. Thank you for for singing with me. Let's sing number 60 in the camp songbooks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now on communion night, it's our practice on communion night that no one leaves. That's what you thought, right? No one leaves until they greet one another. Let the love of Jesus flow among us tonight. Let's greet one another in the love of God. Brother Bob has been such a blessing to all of us here at the camp, but especially to me, all season long. And we're talking about Brother Bob Petfield. And I'd like to ask him to lead us in prayer yet.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Father, we thank you that you have blessed us immeasurably. Lord, above and beyond that we could even ask for things, that we are grateful and thankful to you for the marvelous privilege that we have had to be in your presence throughout the weekend and this night. Lord, we are grateful and thankful to you for all of your blessings and all that we have been reminded of and have learned from the ministry of our pastor, Lord. And we just pray now that you will help us to retain all of these things we have learned and have been reminded of, and to go out and to put them into practice, to walk in the Spirit, and to be a blessing wherever we go. And we thank you that you will help us with this, Lord. And we pray that you will bless our time of fellowship with each other now. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, everyone.